Before we start the meeting, Commissioner Hagler, are you on the line?
No.
He is not?
No.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Hagler.
Second.
All right. All in favor of excusing Commissioner Hagler?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. So we have a quorum of four. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:30 on June 23rd, 2021, and this is a special meeting of the Town Council of Curry Beach. Purpose of this meeting is to take action on proposed text amendments to the following chapters of the Curry Beach Code. Chapter 2, Administration. Chapter 11, Buildings and Building Regulations. Chapter 12, New Chapter, Planning and Development Regulations. Chapter 13, Community Development and Public Facilities. Chapter 14, Subdivision Regulations. Chapter 15, Zoning Regulations. So we will now have the discussion. There was no input from the original open meeting. Is there any discussion from council?
Mayor, we do have a few comments to make if you want to have us make those comments.
Please do.
Okay. Yeah, this is Craig Albright, chairperson of the Planning and Zoning Commission. I just want to point out these are revisions, additions, and so forth related to 160D that we have been reviewing and looking at with certainly the immense assistance of Mr. Eldridge. And the Planning and Zoning has reviewed these in detail, and we are recommending to the council that you approve the revisions.
Okay.
I'll turn it over to Mr. Eldridge.
I have some remarks, but they're not immense. But they are a little redundant. But I promise you I'll keep it to about 5 minutes. And there's a reason for the redundancy. Chapter 160D impacts all aspects of the town's day-to-day planning and development regulations. And there are subtle changes that I didn't recognize until I got into it. So I think it's worth repeating some of those and just shining a light on it for a minute. Not only for administration, but also for planning ahead as you all look at your own agendas. So let me jump to the screen real quickly. When I first learned 160D was coming, I thought it meant changes to our zoning regulations, but it doesn't. Our district regulations remain the same, our subdivision regulations remain the same, our stormwater regulations remain the same. Our ability as a local government to do those things is because that state power has been legislatively delegated to the local governments. What 160D does is rewrite that legislative delegation. And you can see a lot of that just in the borrowed extensively from 160D. You can see a lot of the changes in the table of contents for the new Chapter 12. For example, 12.04, that's where we took the DZC out of Chapter 2 and the BOA out of Chapter 15. And move them into one place in the chapter that deals with the authority. What 160D did was recodify your authority, fill in some blanks that had previously been filled in by court decisions, now they're statutory, and also made uniform things that were scattered throughout 160A before. For example, there never was much statutory guidance on how to conduct everything you needed to know for a quasi-judicial hearing. Now they're all in black and white and in Chapter 12. There were gaps in the statutes regarding how to appeal and what to appeal on the local level. Again, all that's been addressed. There were even situations where 160A gave you a recipe for providing notice for amending zoning regulations or zoning maps, but when it came to quasi-judicial hearings, it was absolutely silent and you had to kind of jury-rig those notice provisions, all of which was risky for the town. So now we've got a very extensive, comprehensive, uniform, codified, reorganized, black and white set of recipe cards for just about anything that you can think of. The changes to our chapters, Chapter 2, the changes are simply pulling PZC out of that and putting it with HPC and BOA in Chapter 12. Chapter 11 was your building and inspections, and most of what you needed was there, but there were gaps and there was ambiguity. Now it's all there. Everything that you need to know is there. Chapter 12 is new, and that simply puts forth everything from how you do things with respect to planning and development, how you enforce them, how you appeal them locally, how you appeal them to Superior Court. It's all in 12, and you can see that in the table of contents. For example, 1204, Town Boards and Commissions, which I've just mentioned, 1206, Administration, Enforcement, and Appeals, 1208, how you adopt, amend, and repeal development regulations, and 1210, judicial review. While I won't get into it tonight, it is important to remember that the give and take of 160D with the real estate from development lobbies resulted in all this good stuff for you all, but the concessions were the ability to file a standalone lawsuit and seek attorney's fees by private litigants. So it's important to review these things and make sure that you know them. The key takeaways, I've already mentioned that 160D impacts day-to-day planning. It does it through terminology and by expanding certain procedural requirements. Second bullet, uniform procedures for adopting development regulations, making decisions, and taking actions thereunder, and appealing the same are now set out in black and white, so staff has everything that they need to know in black and white. And the final takeaway is BOA's Board of Adjustment scope of authority is significantly expanded. So let's look at some of the definitions to see the expansion. Administrative decision. You can read the definition for yourself, but it ranges from subdivision plat approval to John issuing building permits, to John approving minor work under the preservation district regulation. So administrative decisions is quite a range, and what's important about that is that currently appeals to the BOA are limited to interpretations and actions taken under Chapter 15. With 160D, appeals to the BOA are equipped with a couple of exceptions. Subdivision appeals go to court. Condemned buildings, not minimum housing codes, but condemned buildings go to town council. Stormwater goes to town council. But everything else that's appealed from an administrative decision goes to BOA. So BOA's scope of authority has really increased. Development approval, I've highlighted, I've bolded the range there. Development approval, special use, variances, COAs, building permits, plat approvals. Again, 160D deals with all these types of things, including stormwater, including community development. I'll give you a great example. 2 months ago, you all passed text amendment setting forth an increased charge for the trash cart problems. That idea was conceived of on a Wednesday and it was brought to council for your Monday meeting. There was no public hearing required. It was a straight up and down vote. Now, that trash cart provision that you all did was part of Community Development Chapter 13. Community development regulations are development regulations. Development regulations are covered by 160D, and now you have to have a legislative hearing for that amendment that you were able to do in just a couple of days' time. So that's one of the changes. It changes the day-to-day. I want to say something right here that's a bit of a digression. And far be it from me to suggest changes to how you all do things. But I will remind you that there's absolutely no reason that you can't take action on the question of a, whatever the question is, of a public hearing the same night that you have that public hearing. There's very few examples where you can't. Annexation ordinances are one of them. You have to wait till the next meeting. But you can save yourself a month's time by putting it on the agenda the same night that that public hearing is scheduled. And you may want to save yourself that time. You may have a situation where you don't want to wait to the next meeting. Anyway,
that's good information, Jim.
Turning the page, development regulation is what 160D is all about, top of the second page. These are all the development regulations that are governed by our code at this time. Zoning, subdivision, flood damage, stormwater control, historic preservation, housing code, minimum housing code, or any other regulation adopted pursuant to this chapter. And you, right off the bat, if you think about it, you can see the chapters that deal with development regulations and therefore 160D based on what we're here for tonight, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Every other part of the code is not touched by 160D, but those chapters are. You can see in 1204 that we've grouped all the boards and commissions in one place. You can see in 1206 that we've got the uniform provisions for administration, enforcement, and appeals. You'll see 1206.010, the provisions of Chapter 12, this article of Chapter 12, apply to all development regulations. Recall the variety of development regulations we just looked at. And for staff's benefit, 1206.020 tells you everything that you need to know about how to, about development approvals and determinations. If you go and you'll see on F that the if a development approval is revoked, that appeal goes to BOA. If you go to page 4, everything staff needs to know about enforcing development approvals is set forth. Notices of violation and civil citations, this code now tells you exactly how you can serve those things. We're dealing with 205 Alabama right now, which under 160D is affected by 160D, but prior to that it's not. And there's nothing in the code, and there really isn't anything in the previous minimum housing code statutes in 160A that provide this level of guidance. You've got a situation right now, I think it's, you see the trash carts are overgrown vegetation where the owner is thumbing their nose at a succession of citations, and the question has come up, well, have we properly served those things on that owner? Prior to 160D, we can't answer that question because it's not in your code and it's not in the statutes how you serve those things. Now we've got black and white language how we do. You'll see that a civil citation or an NOV, again at the bottom of paragraph A, is appealed to BOA. Stop work order is also appealed to BOA. Remedies, we talked a little bit about this in our closed session on Monday, which I'm still worn out from. Thank you very much. I think it affected my racquetball game today. You've got your internal remedies, NOVs, civil citations, but you've also got that reference to 175. That's the ability to go to court, get an order of abatement, get an injunction, collect those civil fees, start a pilot small claims court project if you've got somebody that you want to not make an example of, but to shine the light on for a deterrent effect for other violators. There's something to be said for that. Letting things slide in exemplary cases, somebody who's gotten 5 citations versus somebody that's gotten an NOV, you might want to shine a light on going the ultimate enforcement remedies against that owner so that other owners are aware that that potentiality exists. And the flip side of that is true. If you let those things slide, what impact are you having? Why enforce if you're not going to do anything about it? I'm not saying chase every rabbit, but there are some rabbits that are worthy of chasing for the policy impact that puts forth. Appeals of administrative decisions. And again, remember what administrative decisions cover. Except for a few examples, they all go to BOA, and again, staff has the benefit under 1206.040 of everything they need to know. Who has standing, time to appeal, record of decision, stay of enforcement actions during the appeal. Likewise, 1206.050, everything staff needs to know for quasi-judicial procedures. A, who has to follow them? B, how do you do the notice? C, what do you do with the materials? Do you circulate them ahead of time like we do for regular agendas? Question, does that impact the absolute requirement of having an impartial decision maker? Well, this answers that by saying, sure, you can distribute those materials ahead of time like you do for regular agendas, so long as the appellate also gets a copy at the same time. Presentation of evidence, appearance of new issues, oaths, subpoenas. I always like to remind quasi-judicial boards that they have the ability to issue subpoenas. I've never seen it done, but I think it'd be interesting to have it done sometimes. Appeals, voting, how do you vote? Everything's majority except for variances, which is 4/5. Decisions, how you handle the paperwork for those. Likewise, 1208, adopting, amending, and repealing development regulations. You can see in the table of contents, everything staff needs to know is set forth in the code to adopt, amend, and repeal development regulations. And again, development regulations is that wide variety that we looked at. That's my presentation. Recommendations are to consider and act upon a motion to adopt the proposed text amendments to chapters 2, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Also, and as an aside, so much emphasis in 160D on development regulations as opposed simply to zoning regulations. Under 160A, you have to do a consistency statement for zoning regulations. You would think, given the expansive nature of 160D in the sense that they're talking about development regulations, that you need a consistency statement for any development regulation amendment. But no, it's still limited to zoning. Chapter 15 is on your table tonight. Therefore, that's why you have a consistency statement to consider and act upon. Any questions?
I think that was an excellent summary of the changes. I don't know how many people are on the phone, but that summary really defines what happened over the last year, essentially maybe even a little more than a year, since P&Z and the counselor have been working on this. We've had several open meetings at P&Z. We've had them here. This is not something that is being rushed through, though it may appear to people who may have just called into the last two meetings. And it is really not changing the character of the town, but it is changing the character of the way we react to certain things based on new legislation.
Absolutely correct.
And I appreciate the description and the detail in 12 to help us prepare for these quasi-legal meetings. Are there any comments from the council before we entertain the motion?
I'm 160D'd out.
Good job. It's been
good
a while.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Good summary. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion. We approve the proposed text amendments to the following chapters of the Curry Beach Code, Chapter 2, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Now we need a motion for the consistency statement.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the consistency statement for C15-160D.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Council, if I could just make one final remark.
Yes, sir.
This is certainly the bulk of the 160D changes, but in addition to looking at policy, in addition to looking at personnel policy, the regular policy, town's policy manual, and the personnel policy manual, we're going to look at each chapter, remaining chapter of the code, to make sure that references and therein sync up with these changes. So there's still some more code work to do. For example, chapter one talks about civil citations for all code violations, not just development regulation violations, but all. But whereas chapter 12 tells you how to serve those things with respect to development regulations, chapter one is silent as to other violations, how you serve those things. So we'll clean up stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We'll clean up the 168 references and convert them over to 160D. So Mr. Whitley, one of the things you may want to talk to the chief and John about is I'm going to start looking each chapter separately over time, over the summer into the fall. So Mr. Batson and Chief Bowden can come back in November with their descriptions of what they think needs to be changed, or they can start that process by looking at each chapter separately, jotting down their ideas and giving them to me, since I'm going to be doing that summer and fall. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate everybody's help, grants and councils and Mandy's and Beth. Glad we got it done.
It was a Herculean effort. Thank you for your leadership, Craig, as PNZ chairman, and of course, counselor. Yes, and thank you, Commissioner Whitley. You've been with this thing all the way. Any other comments before we entertain a motion to close?
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, sir.